Tanto Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Delizia, the Epic History of the Italians and Their Food, by John Dickey, narrated by Simon Vance. 1. Tuscany. Don't tell the peasants. A drive through the country between Siena and the sea in the sunshine of an autumn evening. The Tuscan hills, undulating past the car window, become harsher, shading from vines and olive groves into pockets of dark forest. The destination is remote, yet it is a place where you can hear accents and dialects from across Italy. Here Venetians mix with Neapolitans, Palermitans with Turinese. In this quiet corner of Tuscany, a people divided by ancient local rivalries comes to pay homage together at an altar to their common cult of food. The building lies in the valley, below the perfectly preserved medieval town of Giustino, but it is not easy to find. Not long ago, the track leading to it was nearly lost in thick scrub. Even now many people miss the discreet road sign. When the more observant visitors have negotiated a tight descending corner and nosed over the narrow, parapetless bridge, they are rewarded with a sight of a riverside field of Jerusalem artichokes, yellow flowers craning towards the setting sun. Then it appears, unwelcoming at first, resolutely turning its worn back to the outside world, as if hiding its famous face among the poplar trees. But recognition chimes the moment the corner is turned, a simple brick and stone structure with a shallow roof and an unassuming tower. At its flank, a mill wheel is gently propelled by the limpid waters of the river Merce. It was built by monks from the nearby San Galgano Abbey in the early 13th century. Even today one can easily imagine a friar emerging from the beamed kitchen with an armful of cheeses and salami for his brothers, or a peasant patriarch, his shoulder bowed by the weight of his hoe, trudging through the surrounding glade at the end of his day's toil. Perhaps the plates and glasses on the table under the pergola were set by his homely wife for their extended family. Dinner is still a while away, but already the air is laced with appetizing smells. To the foreign visitor, Il Mulino Bianco, the white mill, seems to typify everything that Italian food should be. To Italians, it is one of the most iconic buildings in the land. Yet it is also Italy's best-loved fake. Italians eat lots of biscuits, mostly for breakfast. In 1989, a leading biscuit brand, Il Mulino Bianco, was looking for a set for its new advertising campaign. The white mill shown on the packets was about to become a real place. The industrialized Po Valley, flat and featureless, had distinctly the wrong image, thus ruling out locations in the region around Parma, where the biscuits were actually made. Instead, set researchers found what they were looking for, abandoned and almost derelict off the Macetana Road near Giustino in Tuscany. The old building was given a coat of white paint and a new mill wheel powered by an electric motor. In a short time, it was ready to receive its imaginary family of owners. Dad was a square-jawed journalist, Mum a pretty but prim teacher, their children, Linda with curly hair and a bonnet, and Andrea in slacks and a tie, were as smart but casual as their parents. A marshmallow-eyed grandfather completed the group. This, as the company website would have it, was a modern family who leave the city and choose to live healthily by going back to nature. Their story, to be told in a series of mini-episodes, was to embody the second-home aspirations of millions of urban consumers. And to tell it, the agency hired two of the biggest talents in Italian cinema, Giuseppe Tornatore, fresh from winning the Oscar for Best Foreign Film with Cinema Paradiso, and Ennio Morricone, famed for his scores to the spaghetti westerns, among other things. The result, between 1990 and 1996, was perhaps the most successful campaign in the history of Italian television. So successful, in fact, that droves of people from traffic-clogged Naples, Rome and Milan started to search the hills of Tuscany for the white mill they had seen in the biscuit ads. Queues of cars stretched back to the ruins of the San Galgano Abbey. Visitors are...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?